MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. Let's focus on this now. This month marks 1 year, 4 months since the two-pot system kicked in. It's been billed as aiming to give retirement fund members short-term access to their savings while also ensuring long-term retirement security. And this comes with a tax implication, of course. By the end of the financial year, at the end of February 2025, SARS collected an additional 12.9 billion rand in income tax from two-pot withdrawals. Money withdrawn from the retirement fund will be added to an individual's other income for the year and then taxed according to the normal income tax brackets. How aware are fund members of this? We find out from advocate Brett LaDouche, a pension funds lawyer. Thank you very much, Brett, for your time, or advocate LaDouche, for your time this morning. Is the understanding of tax implications as high as the uptake of two-pot withdrawals?
Good morning, Dudu. I think tax is the one aspect that people generally don't look at when they decide to make their withdrawals. I think there was a lot of euphoria around the first round of of withdrawals that people could make. I mean, people approached me at church to ask, when are we getting our money? And I said, well, you'll have to wait till September. Right. So, yeah, you had a lot of euphoria about people, and I think a lot of people, and I thought that it would be a once-off thing, that everybody wants that 30,000 or whatever, that 10% that they could get out initially, but now it seems like it's a trend that's starting to develop. If I look at the number of people who made those first withdrawals, a couple of months later started making the second withdrawals, and I don't think the tax aspect, it's more the cash flow aspect, that I need this money to plug a hole somewhere. And I don't look at the tax implications of that decision.
Advocate LaDouche, you've written a piece and you argue there that our collective retirement savings pool has been robbed of 57 billion rand that will never grow tax-free to provide a future tax-free lump sum benefit or a higher monthly pension amount after retirement. What does that speak to, or what does that mean? Maybe let's start there.
Okay. Yeah, I got that number from a recent speech of the Commissioner of the South African Revenue Service, where he actually said that SARS collected about 15 billion, and I guess that's about 57 billion that people withdrew. What I mean by that statement is that we'll collectively, 57 billion is gone out of our, let's call it, collective retirement pot. Mm-hmm. So that 50 million will never, if we get 10% interest on that, that would have been 5.7 billion a year for the next 20, 30 years while we are still active members. So what I mean is that that money is gone forever and we'll never make that money up again. And the interest or the financial returns we would have made on that money. So that money is gone. And I just wanted to emphasize how scary it is that we'll never see the benefit of that money when we retire.
Yeah, is that then, maybe that leads to the next question, the net effect of early withdrawals on actual retirement days? So the time that you do need to then lead the lifestyle that you had envisaged while you were still able to work when you're not able to anymore?
Yes, it reduces the money that you have. I did a short exercise of comparing two people who started on the 1st of September 2024, working for 30 years, each contributing only 10,000 rands per month to their pension funds. So all that, about 3,333 rand goes into your savings and 6,666 goes into your retirement pot. And if that money just grows at 10% per year, after 30 years, and the one person withdraws from his or her retirement pot every year and the other one just keeps the money there, by the time they retire in 30 years from now, the person who took out money out of his or her retirement pot every year for 29 years would only have about 30,000, let's say 40,000 in their savings pot and about 14 million in the retirement pot, whereas the person who never touched the savings pot and made early withdrawals will have about 7 million rand in that pot. So it's quite a significant difference over time.
Just lastly for us, please, Advocate LaDouche, you mentioned the euphoria dying down. In terms of education, is there still some work to be done in educating members, retirement fund members, of the consequences of tax?
I think it's very important. About 3 weeks ago, I actually had the opportunity to have a breakfast retirement seminar for employees of the University of the Free State. And I had about 120 people there, and about 40% of the time we spent on the tax issues relating to the tax benefits of making contributions to a fund, as well as the tax effect. And one question that definitely came up is around the tax of these withdrawals. But also, what people don't realize is that from a tax perspective, if you retire, you can take a lump sum benefit, and the first 550,000 Rand of that lump sum benefit will be tax-free. But that money will come out of your savings pot. So if you don't have any money in your savings pot, you don't get that tax benefit. So if you've got more than 550,000 Rand, you can take out 550,000 Rand. But if you only have 100 Rand in that savings pot, you can't take out 550,000 Rand tax-free if there's no money in there.
Okay.
And I think it's very important. And what I'm seeing is that employers are realizing that they also have to play a part and a role in the retirement education of their employees. And it's not something you can shift to the fund or to the sponsor of a fund.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Advocate Brett LaDuscia, pension funds lawyer. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.